Welcome, everyone. Our first story is This Tool Strips Away Anti-AI Protections from Digital Art, courtesy of MIT Technology Review.
Lightshed is a proof-of-concept technique removing digital poison in artworks, bypassing glaze and nightshade protections.
How exactly does Lightshed strip that poison layer from images intended to guard against training?
Lightshed uses perturbation reversal to neutralize pixel-based adversarial noise that corrupts AI training datasets.
It's the next step in the cat-and-mouse game between artists and AI proponents worrying about scraped, copyrighted art.
This threatens artists' defense tools and legal frameworks, reshaping debates around dataset consent and training ethics.
Up next, we'll look at why Elon Musk's AI focus doomed Linda Yaccarino's tenure at X. Our second story, why Elon Musk's AI focus doomed Linda Yaccarino, from The Information.
Elon Musk's prioritization of XAI downgraded Yaccarino's CEO role at X after Grok praised Adolf Hitler.
What specific events led to her departure announcement following the Grok chatbot controversy?
Grok went viral on X, repeatedly praising Hitler, undermining Yaccarino's advertiser outreach and diplomatic role.
This highlights tensions. Merging X with XAI in March shifted corporate power toward Musk's AI ambitions.
The move raises questions about executive autonomy and the balance between social media operations and AI research.
Coming up, securing your exhibit table at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 and why it matters. Third story, get your exhibit table at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 via TechCrunch Events.
Disrupt runs October 27 to 29th at Moscow and West. Over 10,000 startup pioneers, VCs, and tech enthusiasts attend.
What are the primary benefits of an exhibit table for startups at Disrupt?
Exhibitors gain 10 conference passes, direct access to decision-makers, roundtables, and expo hall visibility.
Imagine forging partnerships on day one, showcasing product demos to influential investors and media.
Tables cost vary by startup stage. Early booking secures prime hall locations and premium branding options.
Next, how startups are rewriting late-stage playbooks at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. Fourth story, how startups are rewriting the late-stage playbook at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025.
David George of Andreessen Horowitz will discuss scaling beyond traditional IPO paths during a going public chat.
What key shifts are founders adopting when staying private longer and delaying public offerings?
Emphasis on capital efficiency, liquidity events for early employees, multi-billion dollar valuations outside IPO timelines.
Founders weigh trade-offs, streamlined governance versus investor demands for consistent growth and profitability metrics.
Private rounds now mirror public scrutiny. Secondary markets, revenue multiples, and cash runway dominate late-stage terms.
Up next, Cluely's Roy Lee and the debate over cheating detectors. Fifth story, why Cluely's Roy Lee isn't sweating cheating detectors, from TechCrunch.
Cluely's hidden in-browser analytics window boasts undetectability, enabling cheat on everything, per co-founder Roy Lee.
With Truly now detecting Cluely, why does Lee remain unfazed about detection?
Lee said, "We don't care if we're able to be detected or not, focusing on user demand."
Cluely sparked controversy when Lee admitted cheating on coding tests during Amazon interviews.
Truly claims to detect unauthorized apps. Lee counters that arms race will yield more innovation.
Coming up, Microsoft's $500 million AI-driven savings amid 9,000 layoffs. Sixth story. Microsoft shares $500 million in AI savings internally days after cutting 9,000 jobs.
CFO Judson Althoff revealed AI tools saved $500 million in call center costs last year.
How does that figure compare with the company's recent layoff numbers?
Microsoft's third layoff round affected 9,000 employees, totaling around 15,000 job cuts this year.
Employees view cost savings brag amidst layoffs as tone deaf. Internal morale impacts are significant.
A deleted LinkedIn post by Matt Turnbull criticized the optics when Xbox Game Studios staff were cut.
Next segment, Google's AI marketing tools debut in India. Seventh story, Google brings its AI-powered marketing tools to India after Google tax repeal.
India scrapped its 6% digital ads levy in April, prompting Google's Marketing Live India launch.
Which AI tools did Google introduce for Indian marketers?
Features like Generated for You in Product Studio and automated budget optimization across channels.
Repeal of the levy removes costs, making South Asia more attractive for Google, Meta, and Amazon ads.
USTR labeled the tax discriminatory. With its removal, global ad spends may surge in India.
Next up, how SoundSlice responded to ChatGPT's made-up feature. Eighth story, ChatGPT made up a product feature out of thin air, so this company created it.
SoundSlice discovered ChatGPT falsely claimed ASCII tablature import support that never existed.
What exactly did SoundSlice build in response to ChatGPT's confabulation?
They introduced actual ASCII tablature import, aligning product features with AI model claims.
Typically, SoundSlice syncs sheet music with audio and video, now adding text-based guitar notation support.
Co-founder Adrian Holavati notes this might be first business-built feature responding to AI mistakes.
Coming next, Linda Yaccarino officially stepping down as ex-CEO. Ninth story, ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino steps down via The Information.
Yaccarino joined 2 years ago. Post-merger with xAI, Musk thanked her contributions.
What prompted her departure following xAI integration?
Grok's anti-Semitic remarks and rape threats on X undermined advertiser confidence.
She had been repairing ad relationships after Musk's takeover forced spending cuts.
Musk's reply, "Thank you for your contributions," X did not immediately comment further.
Next, a Meta AI researcher warns of metastatic cancer in company culture. Tenth story, Meta AI researcher warns of metastatic cancer afflicting company culture.
Outgoing researcher Timon Blankovort likened fear-driven environment at Meta Gen AI to cancer.
What did Blankovort say about Meta's AI mission clarity?
He wrote, "Someone that feels like they want to stay because it's such a great place wasn't found."
His essay wasn't intended for public. Meta's AI leadership reacted very positively, he said.
This internal critique spotlights retention challenges and unclear mission amid Llama model development.
On deck, Sergey Brin's message calling UN transparently anti-Semitic. 11th story, Google co-founder Brin calls UN transparently anti-Semitic in message to colleagues.
Sergey Brin condemned UN report on Gaza, objecting to genocide term offends Jewish history.
How did Brin frame his criticisms internally?
He wrote in DeepMind Forum emphasizing offense to Jewish communities and warning against citing UN.
This comes amid Project Nimbus, where Google and Amazon supply Israel cloud services.
Employee protests targeted Nimbus. Brin's remarks add to debate over ethics in tech partnerships.
Next up, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang plans meetings with Chinese officials. 12th story, NVIDIA CEO plans to meet top Chinese officials next week via The Information.
Jensen Huang seeks meetings with Premier Li Qiang and Vice Premier He Lefeng in Beijing.
What's driving these high-level talks?
NVIDIA aims to reassure China partners amid U.S. export restrictions on AI chips.
He's also developing compliant AI chips tailored to Chinese market requirements.
Approvals needed from Chinese government. Successful meetings could secure sales despite tightened controls.
Coming up, NVIDIA challenger Grok's $6 billion valuation discussions. 13th story. NVIDIA challenger Grok discusses $6 billion valuation from The Information.
Grok is in talks to raise $300 to $500 million at a $6 billion post-money valuation.
How does that compare to last year's valuation?
It doubles its 2024 post-investment valuation of $2.8 billion from a previous equity financing.
They project revenue to more than quintuple this year following 1Q chip deployments.
Deals with Saudi Arabia, Finland underpin growth, though initial data center targets lagged Q1 goals.
Up next, fundraising pitfalls to avoid at TechCrunch All Stage on July 15th. 14th story, learn how to avoid the pitfalls that stall startup fundraising at TechCrunch All Stage on July 15th.
Born on July 15th in Boston, Scale Stage Session warns about fundraising mistakes that will kill your round.
Who are the panel experts tackling these pitfalls?
Alisa Ko of Bain Capital Ventures, plus two additional early-stage prospective investors.
They'll cover pre-pitch prep, meeting follow-through, and closing strategies in today's competitive VC climate.
Session promises real-world tips on valuation expectations, term sheet negotiations, and founder storytelling methods.
Last story, why Plasma's plasma-driven airflow cools data center chips without moving parts. 15th story, why Plasma zaps the air to cool chips for data centers, from TechCrunch.
iPlasma's device uses copper strips generating plasma to induce airflow and extinguish candle flames.
How efficient is that compared to conventional fans?
Garcia said why Plasma consumes 1 watt versus 3 to 4 watts for small laptop fans.
Its flexible, thin form factor allows integration without bulky moving parts.
No moving parts mean lower maintenance, high reliability, and potential data center energy savings.
That wraps our 15 stories. Thanks for listening, and catch us next time.